I'll just say part of the challenge this morning, and just in the last couple of days, the Lord, some of the messages the Lord has given me, I'm like, Lord, what message do you want for Sunday morning, though? And I've been praying up into the last minute, Lord, which message that you'd put on my heart do you want this morning? I want to be at the right place at the right time. And I want to preach the right message at the right time. That's not our timing, but that's God's timing. But I believe the Lord would have us to share this morning. I'd like to begin with a little story, and this is something that happened in 2002. And I may not get all of the details right. You can look it up if you want more details. But I want to talk about the Winter Olympics of 2002. They were held in Salt Lake City, and there was an Australian competitor in the speed skating event, and his name was Stephen Bradbury. And he had been in international speed skating for 12 years. So he'd had a number of years experience. He did not have any corporate sponsors. During his career, he'd been impaled by another skater and lost 4 liters of blood, had 111 stitches. Another time he broke his neck and the doctors told him that he would never skate again. So he had worked hard to be able to continue skating. He qualified barely to go to Salt Lake City and participate in the Olympics. And he was not nearly the fastest of the competitors. He made it in the quarterfinals. He gave it everything he had, and he ended up placing third in the quarterfinals. And so he went ahead in advance because one of the other two winners in the quarterfinals was disqualified. And it was only the top two that would proceed, but because he was the third, one of them was disqualified, he was able to progress. Well, in the semifinals, his opponents fell down and he made it to the finals. So this is what happened in the finals. He was in the back of the pack. These are speed skaters, and he was the last one there. And again, his ability, because of all the physical needs, etc., he was not the fastest. He was in the back of the pack, but he was giving it all he could. And as they rounded the last turn, a Chinese skater in the forefront, I believe he was at the forefront, he lost control. And he took out the whole pack. And Stephen Bradbury, who was coming in last, was able to go around the pile of people in the rink, and he made it. And he won the gold medal in speed skating. First gold medal that an Australian had ever won. They have a little phrase in Australia now. They said, "I pulled a Bradbury." In other words, we were at the right place at the right time, and things just came together, really not necessarily of our own skill or our own ability, but we were at the right place at the right time. With that in mind, would you turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes in the 9th chapter in the 11th verse? The scripture said, "I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all." Have y'all ever considered that scripture? Seems like it's not always the wisest that are the richest. It's not always the fastest that win the race, and I gave you a little evidence of that. It's not always the battle to the strongest. The strongest don't always win. Nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. In other words, what he was saying is on the surface, that it's kind of time and chance. I've seen rich people that I look at and think, how did you get there? Because they didn't seem to just be real smart people. Not real intelligent, but everything they put their hand to, it just seemed like they made money. There are other people that seem to be very educated, on the cutting edge. They can talk about anything. They're smart, and it seems like whatever they put their hand to just doesn't really come together real well. And so what he's saying here on the surface was, you know what? That time and chance. It happens to them all. But you know, there's, in other words, being at the right place at the right time has something to do with it. But there's something a little bit deeper because, see, we're children of God. And when someone says, well, I was lucky. Have you heard people use that expression, I was just lucky? I don't personally don't like that word. Because, you know, as children of God, it's more than chance. The things that happen in our life are more than just, it just happened, and I was lucky today. As children of God, God is looking on our lives. He knows what we need. He knows why we need it. He knows when we need it. And I still believe this morning, and I'm just naive enough to believe that God still has a plan for our life. That's scriptural. And so to say, well, time and chance happens to everybody. Yes, there are some things in life, opportunities that rise that I was there at the right time, at the right place. There is a word that was used here when it said time and chance happeneth. The word is kara in the Hebrew. And it means to bring about. It means to light upon chiefly by accident. But it also means to appoint. Time and chance happens to them all. For a child of God, our kara, if we're going to use that Hebrew word, our kara is orchestrated by God. God has set some appointments in our life. And to be able to look back and say, well, everything that happens in life, it's just going to happen by time and chance. There are some things that happen in life, but do you know that God uses providence to work in the lives of His children? That same word, kara, is used in the book of Genesis, and I would like to read this. In Genesis 24, verse 12, Abraham's servant was going to find a wife for Isaac. All right? Now we can say, well, time and chance. Just time and chance, whether you get married or whether you don't, whether you get the job or whether you don't, whatever happens, it's just time and chance. But folks, the scripture teaches us that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. If we are called according to God's purpose this morning, and we are doing everything that we know to do, to fulfill God's will in our life, it is not just random things that are going to happen in life. There is, God has some appointments to put us at the right time, at the right place. And we can't say, if we knew where it was, we'd all be there, wouldn't we? If I knew where the opportunities were, we could say, well, I'm going to be here. But time and chance happens to them all. But David, or not David, Abraham's servant prayed a prayer in Genesis 24, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed. Now some translations say, send me good success. But the word there that is used is kara. Send me good kara this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. In other words, set an appointment for me, Lord. Give me success. I'm going to find a wife for Isaac. And I don't want just time and chance, but he said, send me good success or good kara. Set an appointment for me. You notice where that same word is used? It means more than, I believe, than just chance or luck. It was, Lord, I want you to appoint for me success that I would be at the right place at the right time. How long has it been since you prayed for God to order your steps that way? Lord, today I want to be at the place, at the time that you want me to be there. Well, if you remember the story, Abraham's servant went to the well, and he kind of put some conditions. He said, when a maid comes And I'm going to ask for a drink and that she will offer to water my camels as well. So he prayed that, Lord, would you give me good speed or good success or good kara? Set an appointment. I don't want this just to be accidental. But I want an appointment by God that you would send the right person. And he prayed for God to bless that kara. And he went to the well and here comes Rebecca. And you can read the story. But he asked Rebecca, he began to talk to her and she offered to water his camels. Rebecca was the woman that God had in mind for Isaac to marry. Well, Kara is really God's positioning. And that's what Abraham's servant prayed for. And I believe this morning that we can do our best and we should do our best. We should work hard to be where God wants us to be. But do you know God wants to appoint and direct our steps this morning? Because I don't know where all God is going to want us this afternoon. I don't know what all play, I don't know who all we're going to come in contact with today, but you know, there are people that God wants you to come in contact with. There are people that a kind word, a smile, someone that maybe the Lord has caused to come into your path, that wasn't just chance. That was God's timing and God's positioning for them and for you to be in the right place at the right time. And I believe God has set up some appointments in our lives. I know some of the young people, it's a difficult time of life when you're getting out of high school and it's, what do I do with my life? You know, God has an appointment for you. And we don't have to take all of the responsibility on ourselves that I have to get it just right and I have to do this and I have to do that. We need to do everything that we can. But I want to remind us this morning, and it's a simple message, but I want to remind us that there is a kara or an appointment that God has, that He has a plan for your life. And I don't know what that plan is, but we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to order my steps. And I need you to help me be at the right place at the right time. And it's not that the Lord comes along and says, all right, Michael, now at 11:40, I want you to be down at Quick Trip on the corner down there in 10 minutes. That's not how this works. It's, Lord, I want to use my day to glorify you. I want to serve you. I want to do everything you direct me to do. But in that day, there's going to be places we're going and doing and things we're, plans we're making. And I want to pray that, Lord, would you give me good success? Would you set an appointment for me that I would be at the right place at the right time to do the work of God? For those of you that are looking for God's guidance, pray for it, seek for it, and know that the Lord is going to order your steps. The Lord is going to open up the right doors for you. Today, there may be, and I know Ethan's kind of at that place right now, looking, what do I do, and where do I go, and jobs, and school, and you know, you got to have money, and you've got, what do I do? You begin to explore possibilities. But at the end of the day, as children of God, we can say, Lord, I'm doing the best I know how to do, but I need you to order my steps. And I need you to open up through providence and through circumstance that my kara, that you would give me an appointment, that I would be at the right place at the right time, and that you would show me the door to enter through. And do you know that we can rest in that? It gives me courage this morning when I think about that speed skater and I think, how did he win? It seemed like it was all accidents. Accident after accident, and he got a gold medal. Do you know this morning the Lord has things to bestow to His children, and it's not because we necessarily deserved it. It's not because I did everything just right, but it was my purpose was to serve God, and the Lord knows our heart this morning. And when our heart is to follow the Lord, He has some appointments set for us down the road that we can be at the right place at the right time. And that's not our doing. That's God's doings. So as Abraham's servant prayed, Lord, would you send me good speed or Kara. Whereas the psalmist, whereas Solomon said, he said time and chance happeneth to them all. But it was Kara, which also means appointment. There was an appointment. And as children of God, I just want to encourage you all this morning, God has some appointments for you. You may not know the time and you may not know the place, but God has some appointments for us as His children this morning. There's a scripture in Proverbs 16:9. We'll read in just a moment. I mentioned school. Do you know marriage, careers, and life is that way? Sometimes it's easy to start feeling a little bit discouraged. We look, and it's not just for the young people. It's for those of us that are getting a little older too. Sometimes you can look at situations and it seems like, Lord, where are you working in this? I just don't see it. But do you know the Lord can put you at the right place at the right time? And that was God's doings. It wasn't luck. God uses providence. And by providence, I mean circumstances in life. He uses people and events and opportunities in life for the good of His children. And this morning, if you're in a place in your life, it just seems like things aren't working out real well, and you're starting to kind of lose hope, I want you to know that God has an appointment. God has not forgotten you. And so, if tomorrow morning when you say your prayers in the morning, you know, it might behoove us to say, Lord, would you send me Kara today? Would you send me an appointment today? Help me to be at the right place at the right time. That you would work in my life, meeting the needs that I have, but also helping me to find a place to minister to someone else's need. Right place, the right time. Proverbs 16:9. It says, a man's heart deviseth his way. Now that is not a negative thing. A man's heart, we have plans and we have goals. We have purposes. But it said, but the Lord directeth his steps. When our way this morning is to follow the Lord will determine the outcome of our steps. When I began to read and study this, I will just say personally, it was a real encouragement to me. Because it's, Lord, we're devising our way. I mean, we're seeking your guidance, but we've got plans. But at the end of the day, Lord, I need you to direct my steps, that the outcome of my steps will take me where you want me to be at the right place at the right time. Do you remember Saul when he went looking for his father's lost donkeys? You remember what happened? It was because Saul was obedient to his parents. Young people and children, take note. You want to be at the right place at the right time. It means we need to be doing the things we know we're supposed to be doing. Saul, in obedience to his father, went looking for the lost animals. And when he went looking for the lost donkeys, do you know? He ended up getting anointed king of Israel. Because he was obedient to his father. Was that chance? Was that luck? That the prophet just, oh, there's a man there, I guess I'll go anoint him king. No, it was the providence of God. God had a plan in mind, and he was just out looking for lost animals. Remember Moses as a baby in the river Nile, in the Nile River, in a basket? And do you remember that Pharaoh's daughter came and found him? Floating there. Was that chance? Was that just luck that Pharaoh's daughter found Moses? It wasn't. It was an appointment by God. It was Kara. It was being at the right place at the right time, and no one could have orchestrated it. God did that. What about David taking lunch to his brothers who were on the battlefield? Was it chance that he walked up when Goliath was challenging them and they were running in fear? Was that chance? David was at the right place at the right time, wasn't he? That was an appointment that God had set. Go take lunch. He didn't know he was going to turn out killing a giant that day. Do you know, we don't know what today holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but if we can trust in the providence of God, He's going to direct the outcome of our steps, folks. And it gives me courage because sometimes I don't know where to go. Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm doing the best I know how to do, but sometimes I wonder. But you know what? The Lord, I can devise the plans of my heart, but the Lord is going to determine the outcome of my steps. Be encouraged this morning. Joseph, when he was sold by his brothers at around 17 years old, and we talked about this in Sunday school in the young people's class this morning, but he was a young man, 17 years old, and he was sold into slavery, but yet he was put in a position of authority because of his focus and his purpose to please God. Was that chance that the Ishmaelites came along at that time and bought him? Was it chance? We could say, oh, something really bad happened. Do you know sometimes the things that we look at and say, this is horrible. This is tragedy. Do you know that if you're a child of God, that might just be God positioning you to be at the right place at the right time. When bad things happen, God's positioning. I read a story about a woman that years ago she was had gone to a convenience store, and when she came back, there was an escaped convict in her apartment. And he held her at gunpoint. He tied her up and held her at gunpoint for 9 hours. And we could look at that and say, this is horrible. This is a tragedy. This is awful. But do you know that God had an appointment? As she sat tied up on that chair, she talked to that convict about God for 9 hours, and it changed his heart. And we look at it and say, this woman, vulnerable, tied up. That's scary. But God had an appointment. She was at the right place at the right time. It was exactly what God used, a bad situation, and he turned it around to bring forth something good. Did Zacchaeus climb the tree in vain? No. I believe God had made an appointment. He followed through on his desire to see the Lord, and when the Lord came by, he stopped and saw Zacchaeus out of all of the hundreds of people because he had an appointment with that man. He said, I'm going to come home with you. There's an appointment. That wasn't luck. It wasn't chance. It was kara. It was an appointment set by God. Was it happenstance that Esther was chosen to be queen? Was that happenstance? Was it just luck? You know, I look at those that sometimes are chosen, that people say these are the famous singers, and I don't think a lot of the famous singers can sing much better than hundreds of other people. It was, they were at the right place at the right time. You look and see that, you see the, you know, on the beauty queens, and you look at them and think they're no prettier than anybody else. I mean, obviously they got chosen for a reason, but it's not like they rise above everyone else necessarily, but they were at the right place at the right time. Do you know this morning that God has a plan for each one of us? And so how do we get to be at the right place at the right time? How do we get there? It's beyond our doing. It's beyond our doing. Our life, our role is to live in obedience to God, to pray for God, to order our steps, to be where God wants you to be today. Be where He wants you to be today. Do what He wants you to do this morning. And then the Lord is going to determine the outcome of your steps. And you may say, but I don't know where the right place is. Do you know what this morning? I don't either. Other than this, I know the Lord wants me to serve Him. I know there are things the Bible tells me to do and not to do. I can do those things by His help. But on some of the decisions that we have to make in life, some of the big things that we face, our trust and prayer is that, Lord, would You give me an appointment? And would You open up the right doors and through Your providence help me to be at the right place at the right time? Do you know that God will order our steps, that we can experience the divine providence of God and it will bring us to an expected end. It happened with Saul. It happened with Esther. It happened with Moses. And you know what? It's happening to us today. And it will happen. If you're discouraged, if it feels like things are falling down around about you and you're starting to lose hope, I want you to know, follow the Lord, that He will order and direct your steps. And it's not going to be about luck. It's not going to be about chance. It's not going to be about, well, if I would have been there instead of them, I could have gotten that, or this could... No, we're placing ourselves in the hands of God to open the right doors that we could be at the right place at the right time. Lord bless you all. Let's be encouraged. God wants to bring us to an expected end, and He's going to do it by His divine providence.